The hot, dry weather is stressing trees. This is the Environment Report, and I'm Rebecca Williams. City officials in Holland, Grand Rapids, and Ann Arbor are asking for a little help. They want residents to start watering trees along city streets, the ones between the curb and the sidewalk. Carrie Gray is with the city of Ann Arbor.
Most of the trees currently are really under a lot of stress. So we would, you know, obviously love people to water the street trees, but we'd also love them to also pay attention to the trees on private property as well.
She says trees need water if you see wilting or curling leaves, and if leaves or needles start dropping off. Newly planted trees are especially at risk. You can find guidelines for tree watering on our website, environmentreport.org. This is the Environment Report. A lot of us in Michigan are passionate about going up north.
I remember the good old days when my dad would pack us up in the station wagon and head up north. It was 80 acres in the middle of nowhere.
I'm heading to Petoskey on Wednesday and on Thursday or Friday to Whitefish Point and to Quantumman Falls.
Tomorrow I'm making my annual pilgrimage to Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore.
Those are comments from Facebook fans answering the question, anyone heading up north this weekend? But how exactly do we define up north, and why do we love going so much? Reporter Kyle Norris takes a look.
The definition of up north is incredibly personal. It has to do with where you're from and where you're headed. But there seems to be a general consensus of where it begins, at least for people in the Lower Peninsula.
In Michigan, I think the north begins right about halfway across the mitten. Or you can be a little more exact and say Highway 10, somewhere between Clare and Ludington.
That's nature writer Keith Taylor. He says the world around you begins to quickly change once you cross that line.
You suddenly start seeing white pines and white birches. So the trees change.
Taylor says people have always craved a landscape that's different than the hustle and the bustle of their everyday lives. For people who lived in Detroit in the 1920s and 30s, going up north actually meant traveling one county over. These days, up north usually means spending at least a few hours in the car. Taylor says we're lucky that here in Michigan, we have lots of places nearby.
It's the interesting thing about our state. We have those major industries to the south employing all those people, and we're so close to the edge of the wilderness.
Denise and David Frick have a little cottage up near Kalkaska. They say they love going up north because of the beauty and the peacefulness.
Even when you're up there, the air is even cleaner. You can feel the difference as soon as you arrive. Of course, it's a vacation property, so there's no mail up there. There's no work. There's no desk. You go up there to relax.
Yeah, we have a TV up there that gets like 2.5 stations with rabbit ears.
When the Fricks get ready to go up north from their home in Ann Arbor, it's a pretty low-key affair.
We can look in the cooler right now.
Yeah, okay. I want to know what's in the cooler. So it doesn't have to necessarily be cold to go in the cooler.
No.
Okay.
The cooler contains black pepper, which we ran out of, Hershey bars for making s'mores, some belts for a drill press, and an extension cord.
The Fricks say their idea of a good time up north is just sitting around and watching the lake. And writer Keith Taylor says being outside is another appealing aspect.
One could be confronted by things that appear just a little bit more wild, a little bit around the edge. You could get lost in the woods, although probably not forever. You might run into a bear, and that would change things. That would add you a little bit of excitement without really, really threatening your life.
The whole idea of going up north is not unique to Michigan or even to America, but we've got the Great Lakes. And as Keith Taylor says, there's nothing like all that fresh water anywhere in the world. For the Environment Report, I'm Kyle Norris.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.